Alright, so
good old douchebag.
It's Rachel and Allison back again.
Night.
Another week, another day, another fucking hour of
everything
our voices.
Of
I know
life.
You love it. Fuck you, man. Really? Alright, so I'm gonna talk while Allison hooks this shit up. I'm not gonna lie. Like, me and Allison are not on the same level right now. It's totally fine.
I am in charge of the soundboard.
She's been loving it. I'm not going to touch anything important tonight except for maybe the mic. And maybe Jezebel's beautiful face, but she's just because she's laughing at me right now.
Rachel's having a good night.
What? I'm not having a good night.
You're
That's
having
the
a great
point.
Night, baby.
I'm having a great night. It's so true.
So
Wait. Call out to Hampshire. If you have a rolling paper, one single rolling paper for a cigarette, Rachel needs one because she really needs to smoke a cigarette.
Calling out to all rolling
paper owners. Oh, everyone's nice. No problem. We're going to play a Halloween song. Happy Halloween.
All right. Here, I think we are going to start off with one that everybody knows. It is by Stevie Wonder. If you don't know it, you should. Here goes nothing.
Superstition.
bartenders, so fly, so smooth. Everyone was dancing. It was real fly. All right, so we currently can't decide between playing another dance song so everyone can get it fucking on, or another Halloween song.
Now, we can do both.
I think we can do both. I'm going to let Allison take the reins because clearly I'm not ready.
I'm going to pick a song by the Aquabats. If everybody's down.
Hey, wait. This song goes out to Earth. He's not listening right
this
now.
This goes out to Earth.
But he was the one who introduced me. Go.
Here we go. All right. That was the Aquabats with Tarantula. Rachel is back.
I'm not a deadbeat host, I swear.
Of course not. So we've got another song coming up.
I think we're going to play another song.
Yeah, are we, Rachel? Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not totally sure.
All right, so we've got a recommendation. It is not Halloween related in any way, shape, or form, but it is a song that people want to hear, according to Clara. So here we go. This is Clara's recommendation, Biz Markie, Just a Friend.
Yeah!
Here we go. Nah, there's an advertisement. I'm going to bullshit for half a second.
All right, we're going to talk for a second.
So Rachel gave me a really nice little visit earlier today.
Oh,
I'm not
going
to go into details, but she did meet my boyfriend, and it was probably the cutest thing.
This is embarrassing. Honestly, he only likes me when I'm drunk. He only tolerates me when
true.
I'm hammered.
All right, here's the song.
I am right now.
Bye, Rachel.
Your mom's is so poor. She went to McDonald's and put a shake on layaway.
Is your mother so old she knew Central Park when it's just a plant?
Your mom's hair so nappy she gotta take painkillers to comb her hair.
Forget
them girls, man.
What's up?
I got a little story to tell you.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he.
Blah blah's work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed someone was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this.
You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, and you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend, but you say he's just.
College on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So I think we're gonna play another Halloween theme song.
We are gonna play another Halloween. It's not.
It's spooky.
It's a spooky, funky.
Who's it by, baby girl?
It is by Does It Offend You? Yeah, and it is called Attack of the 60-Foot Lesbian Octopus, which in itself is pretty fucking terrifying.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. Can I say something as a secret?
No.
There's a lot of lesbian making out happening right now.
There is.
So hold up. Everybody.
This song is dedicated to all the lesbians in the room.
I don't know how many there are. That's kind of up to
them.
This
is called Attack. This is called Attack of the 60-Foot Lesbian Octopus. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to be in charge of the dials tonight.
She's not supposed to be in charge of the dials.
But, oh, look at that. I try to take control of them anyways because I'm a piece of shit. It is all right.
I still love you, baby girl.
Okay, so I think we're going to play some dance music. We
have a request. This is another recommendation request song.
This is from Carly. I Want You Back by Jackson 5.
Carly will also be...
This goes out to Clara.
This goes out to my best friend, Clara Nunez.
And why is that, Carly?
Because she wants her back.
No,
that's
what? I want
what?
Her back more than anything in the world.
Yeah, Clara's that's got it. She pointed at me. That means it's real
I'd also like
shit.
To point out that Carly will be reading some nice little shits
no,
later
it's
tonight.
Lesbian erotica. She's going
to
make it up on the spot because she forgot
to be a
that shit. That's all right. I'll make up the erotica. It's all right. All right. I'm making a fool out of myself. So
you are. I'm going to play some music.
Oh, baby girl.
I love you,
baby
girl. Here we go.
This represents 1 million records sold. They actually have sold 2 million. They'll get a platinum record in addition to the gold one. Ladies and gentlemen, please greet for their first visit. The Jackson 5.
Treat you
Rachel tried to touch the controls.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Camilla put in a request.
My fault.
It's Camilla's fault.
It's really not.
I'm so sorry. He just took responsibility.
Never take responsibility, baby.
Oh.
No. That's fine. I have another song.
No, he wants to play that song. No, I want to hear
nope.
that song.
He lost his privileges.
Can we play it later?
Yes, maybe.
All right, we'll play it later. I'm sorry.
I'm
going to talk for a minute about
I'm
China.
I'm going to play a song that everybody wants to hear during Halloween. It is also by Michael Jackson.
Monster Mash?
Thriller.
Play Monster Mash next.
Yeah. Oh, nope. There's an advertisement going on right now.
We're going to talk for a second.
This often happens on YouTube.
All right, so Allison,
yes.
Tell me, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I am going to be a China doll.
Rachel, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Rachel, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be a China doll.
Funny story. Here we go.
See, we're out of gas.
So, what are we gonna do now? I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
Can I ask you something?
What?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael.
It's official. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about? Are you all right?
Get away!
Get out of here.
No, I'm enjoying this.
Well, I can't watch. Excuse me.
Scrawled in blood. What's it say? See you next Wednesday.
It's only a movie.
It's not funny.
You were scared, weren't you?
I wasn't that scared.
Yeah, you were scared.
It's close to midnight, something evil's lurking in the dark. Another moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. And you start to freeze, and so it looks you right between eyes. You're paralyzed. You hear the door slam and realize there's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold hand and wonder if you ever see the sun. You close your eyes and hope that this is just imagination. Girl, but all the while you hear a creature creeping up behind. You're out of time. They will possess you unless you change that number on your dial. And now is the time for you and I to cuddle close together. Yeah. All through the night, I'll save you from the terror on the screen. I'll make you see.
Across the land, the midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. In the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Thank you.
expected, but it was a nice music video showing.
Everyone danced. It was beautiful.
Are we all right on levels, baby?
I think so. We sound pretty damn fly, as usual, baby girl.
As always. All right,
so we're going to have a quick discussion. I'm going to talk for a second while Allison picks a song.
I'm going to pick a song.
She's being real trusting of me with the mic. We have mad people in the yurt. A lot of people who have never been here before. We say welcome.
I think
welcome.
We're going to go for a kind of creepy song.
Girl, surprise
it's
me.
It's on my Halloween list. It's called Song for the Dead by Queens of the Stone
song
Age.
Song for the Dead by Queens of the Stone
Age. Totally appropriate. Here we go.
Enjoy, please. We'll be right back.
That was Queens of the Stone Age. They were great.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so next, it's going to be a little bit mellower. We are going to have Kylie and Alina play something real cute, so I've heard. Yeah, that's about it. We got lots of people outside, which is exactly how I want it. Rachel's out there killing herself. Here we go.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your heart beats whenever I hold you. I love how you think of me without being told to. I love the way you kiss is so heavenly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your heart beats whenever I hold you. I love how you think of me without being told to. I love the way you always kiss so heavenly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. Love me, love me. I love how you hug me. I love how you squeeze me. Oh, I love how you squeeze me. Tease me, please me. I love how you tease me. I love the way you always treat me. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. Oh, I love how you love me.
Baby girl. I think that was probably the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my entire life. All right, I think we are going to kick it up with another real creepy song. I don't know exactly what this is. I haven't heard this in a while, but I know it's by Modest Mouse, so it has to be good. This is called The Devil's Workday. That was Alina and Carly. Alina being the adorable vocalist, Carly being the helpful guitarist, me being the awkward, adoring standbyer. This is The Devil's Workday. Here we go.
You know, all those people that you know, floating in the river are gone.
A request from Camillo. It's called God Bless the Ottoman Empire.
And then after that, we have a request from the love of my life. I don't know what it is yet. I haven't checked Facebook, but it's going to be on.
This is going to be cute. All right, so enjoy Camillo's request.
God Bless the Ottoman Empire.
God Bless the Ottoman Empire.
All right.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
He's hiding something from the rest of us. Down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog.
Bless the Ottoman Empire.
That was real good.
It was really nice.
We're going to play a song.
This is a song. I'm going to find it real quick. Apparently, it's about the devil smoking weed. Here we go. The devil went down to Jamaica. I'm going to pause that, and it's going to start again. And then I think we have a live song, a live version of A Friend of the Devil, I believe. Everyone's all about the devil tonight, because it's Halloween Eve for us. Trip
no,
or treat.
Baby girl, it's Hampshire Halloween Day.
Oh,
look at that.
You got me. All right. By the way, before I forget, which I will, the Pitches, the Crazy Pitches, the Notorious, are going to be doing kind of an under wraps performance somewhere near FPH, I think around 6:37. You should migrate over there. It's going to be real fly.
I'll be there, girl. I'll be there.
She'll be there. I'll be there. All right, here we go. Devil went down to Jamaica.
The devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet $1 million in cash against your stash, because I think mine's better than yours." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb, because the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get $1 million smackaroos in cash if you can cope, but if you can't, the devil will get your dope." The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. And as they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. Damn. When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard frying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to have a live performance. Play us out.
Are.
Hold on.
I'd like to thank...
While Rachel's yelling, I want to thank my boyfriend for that song. He's the most amazing human being on the face of the planet. He better know it.
Sassy girl. Sassy.
That was me being authoritative. It only happens once every once in a while.
It really does. That was Ray.
Oh, all right. So these guys are going to play us out. It's going to be beautiful. It's Porter and his twin brother.
I'm
real excited. We want him.
Wait. What's your name?
We want Hollister to transfer into Hampshire. So everyone, if you see him tomorrow, give
him
a nice
chat.
Tell him he has to. All the way from BU in Boston, my hometown. Ooh, what a place. And we have Forrest. And we have Jake, the ever-returning, masterful man. Same with Forrest. Porter, I'm real glad you're here to join us. Hollister, likewise, on the mandolin, guitar, banjo, harmonica. I'm really excited. We're going to play this shit. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Here we go.
Listen.
All right. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I headed out of Reno. I was trailed out for you.
That was super beautiful. All right, guys. So, audience members, I'm not going to lie. This is the first night that we might actually end on
time. We may actually have to end on time tonight because tomorrow is a huge fucking day.
And we all want you to rest tonight like it's nobody's business. Everyone's all excited. We're going to have to send them home.
We're just going to play one more. Oh.
Hold on.
Okay, here we go. Another live thing.
There's an old dollar tree. This is a little ace to me. Or if you lay down a dollar over and you go around the bend and you come back again. There's a jug of good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it the good old Mountain Dew. Now I'm doing it. I'll better stick to good old Mountain Dew. They call it.
beautiful Enjoy Hollister, Porter, Forrest, and Jacob.
It was quite fantastic.
In all their glory, it's beautiful.
So we are going to actually have to mellow it down. I've got class tomorrow, and I've got a big fucking day.
Oh, who does not? Guys, I hope tomorrow you enjoy Halloween for everything that it is beautiful.
In honor of Halloween, hold on.
Shut up!
Yo, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
We're almost done. All right.
So
we're gonna have to send everyone
we are going to settle everybody down with Tom Waits' Real Eerie. It's not even a song, but it's in honor of Halloween.
It's real fucking creepy, I'm not
It's appropriate
lie.
As balls. So
I hope you enjoy it. We're going to turn this shit up.
We may say goodnight after this. We may not. We'll see. But either way, thank you for listening. That was good old douchebags.
The God here's, Girls.
Here's Tom
always.
Waits.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs. What's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? And what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. He has a router and a table saw. And you won't believe what Mr. Stitches saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.
Held me in its arms last night. I was not scared to feel its cold breath. I did not shrink away from its cold hands. It sang I'll take you up into the sky. You'll find it's very cold up high. My web will keep you warm and dry. But you know all things here must die. You know that all things here. You know.